Levi, can you hear me okay? If you're muted.
I can now.
Thank you. Hi, little cutie. How are you?
Hi.
Boo?
I'm just talking to you.
Hi.
She's a tired one today.
All right, friends. Well, we are just about there. Baby Neil, just find it. Probably really loud, sorry. Silly girl. All right, friends, we're going to get rolling here. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get started here. So, welcome everyone to the Village of Galena Council meeting on Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Right on the dot at 7 p.m. So, Suzanne, would you like to do a roll call? I believe everybody's here except for Eric. Yes, thank you. And that is an excuse absence. All right. Anybody have any questions regarding the minutes of April 25th?
I have found one.
Okay.
So, Resolution 22-13, it says with Hopper's Lawn Care instead of Cooper's.
Oh, okay. That was an easy mistake. All right, thank you. Any others? All right, so may I get a motion, to approve the minutes of April 25th?
So moved.
All right, and a second, please.
Second.
All right, thank you so much. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, the minutes have been approved as of April 25th. All right, so this evening we have a public hearing that's scheduled for Monday, May 23rd, 2022 at 7 p.m. regarding a recommendation to Council for an amendment to the zoning ordinance of 2021. So may I get a motion to open the hearing?
So moved.
Thank you. In a second, please.
I guess I'll second it.
Thank you, Pat. All right. Do you want to do all those in favor? Roll call. All those in favor, say aye. opposed? All right, so thank you. So, Levi, would you like to talk a little bit about...
702.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, 702. Would you like to talk a little bit about Ordinance Number 2022-10, first reading, an ordinance adopting a revised zoning ordinance, the Village of Galena, and repealing any inconsistent legislation, including the prior zoning code adopted on 11-22-2021. Is there any comments that you have, Levi?
I'll just say that it's...
Hold on just a minute, Levi. I'm sorry. We just want to swear in anybody who will be speaking this evening.
Okay.
If anybody's going to speak, you can raise your right hand. And,
Levi's online.
Say after me, I give your name.
I, Levi Cola.
You hereby swear and affirm.
Swear and affirm.
That I will tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth at this public hearing.
That I will tell the truth and the whole truth at this public hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Levi.
Yep. This is an amendment that just irons out some inconsistencies that slipped through previously related to multifamily definitions and the 25% allowance for the Pima district. It was this, I believe it was part of the packet, and it showed the where it marched through and showed the changes where the changes were made and the definitions and so forth. Does anybody have any questions regarding the changes?
Yeah, when I do, when reading through it, it just seems like the word apartment had been removed from anything and everything.
That is essentially what has one of the changes is. So do we have a separate definition for a townhome, for a shared wall condo, for a duplex, for an apartment? After some discussion, planning and zoning wanted to opt for one definition that was all-encompassing, so they went with multifamily, and that is anything that shares a wall.
Correct. Any additional discussion? Okay. All right. So this is a first reading. So at this point, unless there's any other questions, if I get a motion to close the hearing at 7:04.
So moved.
Thank you, Mike. And a second, please.
A second.
Thank you, Ruben. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? All right. The motion is passed to close the hearing, again at 7:04. All right, so this evening we have a guest participation. Yep. And David, I'm sorry. Oh,
the first reading.
I did earlier, but should I do it again?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That was for Ordinance Number 2022-10, first reading, an ordinance adopting a revised zoning ordinance for the Village of Galena, and repealing any inconsistent legislation, including the prior zoning code adopted on 11-22-2021. Thank you. All right. And guest participation, David, if you'd like to come up to the microphone, probably have to turn it on and be my guest. For those that can sing, we're requesting that all conversations are done in song. So if you could just sing your comments.
I didn't think you heard it.
I don't think so.
Sounds like a song.
Yes, sir.
David Simmons, for the record, 127 North Walnut Street. I've actually got two things I wanted to mention. One is the new piece of furniture that's in the council chambers here. This is a piano that was at the church. Galena United Methodist. It was in this building, but it was never in this room. It's one of three pianos that was at the church, and some time ago, the solicitor helped write an ordinance to so that the village could accept this, and it's taken me Multiple
years. Well, you had to carry it all the way over here, didn't you?
Multiple years. Yeah, I tried to get Ted to help me today. Oh, he was too busy. Cody's not here today. So I actually got Kevin to help us. And he was a big help to bring it in. So that is for your use. It's seen its better days, but, you know, I think it's still entirely functional. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're
for
welcome.
That
gift. Now, will you play it for us? I could play on it. And the other thing, is, as the mayor suggested, was Memorial Day, which is coming up in a week. We're doing the usual on the square and in the cemetery. And this year, the American Legion is providing the honor guard. And typically, the American Legion provides a speaker from either the boys' state or girls' state. And they've had a real challenge this year trying to get a student. So we have an alternate in mind, which if a student doesn't show up, that shouldn't be a problem. So, Mayor, I'm getting a wreath, as we've done in the past, for you to put in front of the, you know, there'll be a spot for that during the ceremony.
Okay, excellent.
And Karen Underwood is making a wreath.
Oh, that's great.
And she I'll pick it up and bring it up to the square, and then you just, there'll be a time for you to bring it up in front of the monument.
Well, that's an honor. Thank you. What time does everything start?
Starting at 1.
At 1, okay.
Yeah. And then we'll do the, we'll do a salute with the flag there, and then adjourn to the cemetery. And I'll have a story at the cemetery. And then I'm still working on someone to do an invocation in both places, which turned out to be a bigger challenge than I expected. And I do need someone to sing the national anthem, Ruben.
I love that we said you so wonderful.
Sure. Okay. Great. 1 o'clock on Monday.
All right.
Okay. And I think that's all I need to tell you, unless there's anything that you want to ask me.
I do want to thank John Bricker and his family for their longtime tradition of putting the flag at everyone's stone.
Right.
And it is beautiful. I mean, that is a real tradition and a real honor.
That's something that the Bricker family has literally done for decades.
That's what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just think that's wonderful. So certainly want to thank them for that. And I would like to at some point do a nice proclamation for them.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thanks so much, David.
Sure.
All right. And with that, Jennifer, come on up.
Good evening, everybody. Jennifer Wilson with the Delaware Public Health District. Couple updates. Probably, I feel like I haven't been the bearer of good news for like 7 days now. On Friday, the CDC moved us from the low transmission to the medium transmission. So I'm wearing my face mask now again out in the field and pretty much everywhere I go. So. Just heads up on that one, you know, however you feel safe, or I think we're still only doing the boosters for the 55 and older, and then, you know, compromise. I'm waiting to get mine. I'm like, I'm ready. My coworker was actually out with it last week, and I'm like, yeah, we're running out of our protection. So just heads up on that one. We are doing vaccines at both our Delaware office and out here in Sunbury. So I will post this and share this. That way you guys know the schedule for out here in Sunbury and our office in Delaware for the clinic. And then we started doing the $100 gift card for the first doses too as kind of an incentive for people to get their vaccines. I think it's only as long as the supplies last, so I haven't heard what the supply looks like, so that's kind of exciting. We're trying to encourage people to, you know, get vaccinated. We're heading into the you know, the season of where we are planning for the big events. So it doesn't seem like things are slowing down in that avenue. Just like I said, just take the precautions as you feel necessary. As we get out there and we get more together, well, we know it's probably gonna happen. So
are you seeing people get as sick? It's funny because last week there were like 5 people that had COVID around me. I was not exposed to them. I just know them. But none of them were very sick, thank goodness.
I think my coworker, she had a couple of days there. I was checking on her. Mm-hmm. And she was out the week before. So we were like, well, we're not really having to worry about this. But I think she had a fever going on. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's.
Yeah, and hospitalizations?
I'm not sure of the exact stats on that.
Okay.
I know there's, like, clusters, obviously, Cincinnati, Columbus area, and I think up north, like in the Ashtabula and Lorain, is that the highest transmission of it right now.
Okay. All right. No monkeypox.
I know. I was like, okay, so what can I say about that? I think they do have a vaccine for that.
Really?
But they could mass produce it, so hopefully that's not our next hook in the arm.
Well,
but if it is, it is. But, you are right. That's why everybody's like, you're going to take another booster? I'm like, you bet I am. I don't like what it does. I was talking to her, but I don't wanna get sick either.
Right.
So keep on taking them.
Right.
So. Any questions? Hopefully someday I'll have good news.
You're not allowed back if you bring good news.
Right. Hope is eternity. I think that's how they say that.
Right. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Really appreciate
you being here. I know that's a big part of your day, and thank you for spending your evening with us. All right. Any other guests with us this evening? All right. So I will go ahead and give my mayor's report here. My salary through March, $5,430. And I apologize because it should have been April, and I think it was 7-something. Community activities, huge thank you to all you guys. I mean, the village looks amazing. The square looks amazing. A huge shout-out to Chris Underwood, who single-handedly built the rest of that wall. I have no idea how he picked up those big rocks. These were much bigger rocks this time. I couldn't miss them. When we got them, I just figured two person on each end. But all of a sudden, I looked down, and he's pretty much got it done. So I think he was very proud of his project, as he should be, because that was a ton of work. Thank you, Kathy, for being there at 6:45 in the morning, only to be beat in the morning on a Saturday morning by Ken. Right? So thank you, Ken. I know, I'm starting to wonder this. So big thank you to Ruben and David Miner. Thank you so much for us. Kids of Beast. And you guys had that mulch laid in no time under the tree, that cypress. And thanks to Ron and Tim Erb and Mary Howard and the Smolensky family. I don't want to leave anybody out here. Michelle Parsons, Karen Underwood, and Kristen. Truly, as I said in my report, a humble thank you to all of you, because it's a big job. We do this every year, and every year it just seems to keep getting better.
So the first comment, I won't say complaint, the comment that there aren't as many flowers. Yes, you like that. But we have a budget to adhere to, and if you look, there are 20 new shrubs.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, as soon as those hydrangea flowers come out, they won't be questioning the flowers. They're going to be beautiful. So thank you for planning all of that. You know, just all the planning that went into that and consideration. Never ask me any other questions because, you know, you guys are the experts. So thank you so much. Wastewater Treatment Plant Open House. What a neat event that was. And I really hope that we can do this maybe at a little different time of day. I know that time of day was a little bit challenging for some, It kind of piggybacked a big event that Tom Marshall had with a recent meeting that he was doing, and so all those people were at the plant. But so kind of his family to bring their trailer of goodness, Dumbo ears and lemon shake-ups all for free. The homeschooler kids absolutely loved it. Unfortunately, I tried to put pictures in the my report here, but I do have some new pictures that we'll get up on the website. The kids, Tom's a great teacher, and those kids were just, you know, down on their knees and looking in the grates, and you know, it was fun. I would say overall, we probably had somewhere around 30, 35 people. Oh, I know, it's a real nice show. I think the homeschoolers loved it. So maybe the next time we do it, that we do kind of a, you know, 4 to 6, something like that, 6 to 8, you know, try to have it when it's still light out. So, and I would think that Tom would be happy to do that. But, and I have to say, I was a little surprised when I put it out on social media, the number of people who didn't know what that red building with the wheel was. And so, you know, what's the address? And also, it just kind of tells us, you know, we've got an incredible asset here in our village, and we need to show that off a little bit more. So, so we'll keep working on that. But hopefully we can get the rest of you there another time. Galena Fall Gathering continues to come together, lots of great community efforts and actions. There are meetings every day. We had an amazing meeting with Pelotonia this week. Holy cow. All the things that we lay in bed at night and think, okay, we got to pay for that, got to pay for that. Tents, bike racks, signs, trash cans, we're donating all of that. Yeah, we got all their marketing, co-marketing, co-branding. So that was an incredible, they're so excited about this particular event. So so eventually here, very soon, we'll start to see this out. We're kind of trying to time this. I don't want to capitalize too much on, you know, the Sizzle getting their message out first because this is the first event. We've got the Burger Bash coming up, obviously, so that's another great event in August. Yeah. And so we just want to kind of be careful. If you get on the website, we do have a very active website for the countdown and everything for www.galenafallgathering.com. Again, another beautiful donation and work by Philly and Doucette. And we certainly give them credit to the Big Walnut Civic Association. They've been a great help. They're going to be donating lights, barriers, you know, all kinds of stuff, all of the insurance, the money, everything is running through the their group, and then they'll write a check back to us, and then we'll divide that up to Pelotonia. So, very cool. So, regarding the master plan and zoning code, we are coming along on that. We had a pretty good productive meeting this last month, and we are pretty close to getting that up to Delaware County Regional Planning and getting that off our books. What we needed to do is take a deep dive and make sure that all of the things that we said were still relevant with the previous paragraph, if that makes sense. So the paragraph may have made some type of an insinuation to something, and the new data we had to make sure parlayed that. So it's a bit tedious, but I'm really glad that we're continuing to update that. Development-wise, Arrowhead is still in contract, and Trotton team is still very, very interested, FYI. And the development schematic was shared with the development team. On first review, the density does not coincide with our current zoning codes. This was related to Schottenstein at our team meeting on April 7th, and they continue to ask some additional questions. We did have another development meeting this morning, which we'll always have a development meeting in the morning of council. Just for anybody who doesn't realize that we are inviting one person from planning and zoning at every one of those meetings. So it's a really nice opportunity for them to be involved, ask the questions. So Mike was our first one up. This morning we had Nick. Last one we had Tim, so Allison will be next. Steve Cuckler, the attorney for Schottenstein, and a development consultant with Mount Carmel. Denny attended the meeting this morning along with another representative from Mount Carmel, Jim Davis, and Wes from Schottenstein, and talked a little bit more about you know, what things might look like with Mount Carmel. And so there was some deep dive conversations there that we'll continue to address internally. There was a lot of information that was given, but we need kind of a big digestion on that. So we did have a public hearing for the public to be aware of the proposed consumption rates this past month. Tishler Weiss also was at our development meeting this morning via Zoom on that one, and he talked about impact studies. And we kind of left that meeting if council would decide to spend the money on getting a study done, it's kind of a no-brainer because it's just money back in our pocket. And impact would only affect those who are new. It does not have any effect on current residents. It is solely the concept of growth pays for growth. And, you know, Sunbury has moved over to that model. And what you do is those impact fees are then designated for specific things that the village will be highly impacted by through the growth. So things such as buying new vehicles and playgrounds, you know, things like that pass. So if we had more utilities or and it can help with wastewater treatment plan as well, but if we had more utilities like police, fire, it could help pay for those stations, for those cars. But, you know, should we think that we might need something like that in the future, Mike, to one of your points, you know, it may perhaps be something that we would want to set aside and have a plan for that growth. So very interesting meeting this morning. A proposal will be coming from them. Of course, we'll present that to council and see if that is expenditure. The funds that he kind of threw out there were about $22,000 to do the study, but that would pay for itself tenfold in a very short period of time. So once development started to happen. So that will be presented. We also have the ARPA money that, the $35,000 coming back from that, but we also want to consider a sewer tap fee study, which may be kind of in the realm of $7,000 to $12,000, based on how invasive the study is. We also have an INI study that we'll be launching and looking at that. And Dale and Mark met this morning along with us, and you know, there may be some ways to kind of scale back the dollars that were set aside for that. Speaking of that. It was brought to our attention. This was kind of a rough weekend for the sewer plant because the lift station down at the corner of Columbus and Water Street, there, Front Street, excuse me, got very clogged with towels. And so almost chamois type of towel fabric. And it was, it destroyed the grinder. It flooded the grinder. It's going to cost the village about $35,000 to fix it. We don't. So a letter did go out to all business owners and kind of a, you know, we want to make you well aware of what happened and please talk to your staff about this. So I did hear back from the diner already. He was highly concerned making sure it wasn't any of his people. Don't know if it was or wasn't, but there's no markings on the towels, but it is much, it's not just a diaper or clean the air, but this stuff just doesn't go through our system. It doesn't go through anybody's system. So that's going to be a big hit.
That's painful.
It's painful. Very painful.
It should be somewhat easily to trace if there's any towels that exist in any kind of.
Like, anyone?
I don't want to touch it.
I also,
there may be an initial on it, but I'm guessing there's not a lot of
stuff
like that.
Does that now mean we know where our 35,000 shares money is?
No. No.
Wow.
Yeah. So, FYI, you see that one coming through? Yeah. Bill and I met with Horizon Fiber to provide some beginning initial conversations about future possibility of fiber for the village. A big learn, you know, more than anything. And it was somewhat interesting, just not real clear on what the cost is. I think they're thinking of it more initially, it's best and easiest to lay down fiber within new developments. So it would be a cost that the developer would take on, not us. And the idea of fiber certainly is far more advantageous than our current system, especially if you know the way that fiber works. Versus something else, so versus our current system. So that was quite interesting on how that would work, and we'll continue to look into that a little bit. But again, not clear on the cost of that. Playground and grant update on that. We're going to go ahead and what did I put in there with the latest from the capital budget. They're moving along, which is nice, Mandy Brenner's office. And this is what they said, so I'll just read it out loud to have it on the record. But while the capital budget has not yet been drafted and released, Senator Brenner currently met with other members of our caucus on his submission. Funding for the playground in Galena was one of the requests that Senator Brenner submitted to the caucus, and he advocated it being included in the capital budget. We will know more once the bill itself is drafted and adopted in the Finance Committee. I'll be in touch once the General Assembly arrives at that point in the process. So keep your fingers crossed that the fact that we made it that far is really exciting. So $350,000, so we'll see. I put in here, I'm not going to go into all the Morpsey stuff. There was a lot going on. There's a lot. I took a grant class. Bill was at the grant class. My grant piece was more related to Intel. The Rapid 5 project, it was an amazing launch with Dr. Amy Atkins. She is as sweet as she is on TV all those days that she had to be up there. She's going to be perfect for leading this role with Rapid 5. It is in the very infant stages, but, you know, lots of information to come on that. Okay. Anybody else? All right. So go ahead, Bill. You're up.
Thanks, Mayor. I submitted an interim village administrator's report for council review, and I'd welcome any questions. We identified multiple interested contractors. We had a discussion with finance, and my understanding is we're going to look towards later in the summer or fall and see how the village's money is going at that point in time.
This was to be done last spring, and they never got to it.
So for which one? Which part?
The ceiling, the asphalt.
Right, for which part? Which part of the trail?
Well, I know the worst one. That's my neighborhood, and it's not on the list.
Right.
Which I don't agree with that either. I understand there's a problem in the corner, but it still seems the other half, which is the worst half.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to seal this new pavement, keep it fresh, you can't keep kicking the sand down the
Yeah. If I recall, it was big dollars.
I was going to say, that's pretty expensive. Do we know what
the ceiling? Wasn't the ceiling like $7,000?
Not the
paving. Yeah,
in the budget.
We put it in the budget. I have to remember about that. Yeah. I know it went for Walnut Creek. It was for the around where Underwoods and that area is doesn't flood. It was the area that doesn't flood. And it is in the budget.
It is?
The ceiling is in the budget.
We put it in last year's budget and never got done.
My concern is if we keep doing this, we're going to be done having to repair asphalt, not steel pavement. Right. And that's what's most important.
I know that Ted's been very actively working on this, and so it's getting the right people in there who can do it. I do know that we talked about the trails and grant application. We are going to submit that for the asphalt improvements around the playground. But that's
no,
not.
That was being kept separate.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of the playground.
Now, so did we ever? So we never got a quote, is what it is?
We got quotes last year, we never got around to it. We got quotes this year, and now maybe it's the second
quote. Okay. Maybe we can. So, what was the last quote we got, and then what is the next step?
We have interested contractors that are willing to, you know, put forward some quotes, and my understanding is, you know, we've got a ballpark, you know, 20, 25, 30 grand somewhere in there, and, you know, the finance team obviously is involved with coordination like this, and the consensus was at the staff level to look back later this summer, early fall, and see how we're doing financially at that time.
So if we have it in the, just from my own understanding, if we have it in the budget, is it that we want to wait because of maybe other priorities in the budget to wait some?
So Walnut Creek Trail repairs, $45,000.
Yes,
that's
so,
the
answer.
That's
the answer. Yes, yeah, how much is actually in the budget for the ceiling?
I thought it was 8 or 9,000.
Because I don't remember the number.
It's on page one.
It's on under other parks.
Yeah. Maintenance for 300.
Well, you have maintenance for trails. Yeah, it's all together, and it's $15,000.
Okay.
So this is a matter now of just pulling the trigger on it, I guess?
Well, the other thing to keep in mind, I know, like, for my house to get painted, October.
Right.
If we want something done, we can't wait until September and say, yeah, let's do it now.
For me, I just want to understand the facts. So I'm okay if we want to wait for a particular reason, just, you know, like, why are we waiting? I'm totally fine with that. But it sounds like we just need to pull a trigger on it, right? If we already have the money in the budget.
Well, it's not in the person. We can pull the trigger anytime. And I'm saying that Ted has been looking for this. I'm just trying to get a quick update. But I'll probably get back to him tomorrow. But we'll get back to him now. I know that is, because I know we have that answer. I'm just trying to keep everything straight on that.
Remember that piece where we landed.
Yeah, I mean, if we're comfortable with investing the money, we can expedite this work. I mean, the ceiling, the recollection is $10,000 to $15,000, somewhere in there would be, you know, a respectable amount to work with, and the paving is more, you know, spot paving improvements, cutting out sections of streets, you know, around the village. But we would need to get, you know, closer, or we need to you know, negotiate more specifics with the interested contractors in regard to the paving. I believe we have a definite ceiling option. It's just an amount of money to work with.
Update on that. All right. We are at. Oh, quick call. I have a couple of things. Actually, Dale and Tom Marshall brought a contract to me and to our committee that had the sewer people in it. It is a service contract, and the only reason I'm bringing it to council is it is keeping the price for a five-year period for a maintenance contract from Xylene, which is the crane, and it keeps the service contract price the same for 5 years, and it's $4,000, and it's above all of our approval, and so I just took it to council. I know if we did it per year, it would be okay to do, but since it was a five-year contract, I thought better be safe than sorry, and so I'm taking it to council for approval to lock in the rate. No, it's $4,000 a year for 5 years. It just locks the price in because they're finding that prices are increasing exponentially, and this company is willing to do a five-year contract and keep the price the same for 5 years. So, yeah. So, can I get a motion to approve the Xylene contract for a five-year period?
So moved.
And second?
Second.
Let's do your job, Bill, and say all those in favor. Thank you very much.
Hey,
hi.
Hi. Hi. Thank you very much. I was really looking at the maintenance report to see if they had an answer to that. And then Ted was calling me at the same time.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then the next thing I have is, once we come up with a sewer rate, this is just something for you guys to think about. Once we come up with a sewer rate, and from a budget standpoint for Michelle and I and what we need to purchase, we need to send it, we need to know how you would like us to distribute the notices. So if you guys could just be thinking about how you would like us to send the notices out, if you want us to send them out twice or once or put it on the website, or, you know, how you want that to be distributed. We did set up the Star Ohio account with $1.5 million. We are working on the health benefits proposal. I'm just waiting for one person to turn in their questionnaire. From the Galena New Community Authority, they repaid us for all of their startup costs, and we received in an extra $15,000. And I think we can probably expect to get at least 45 next year from the NCA.
Great.
And that can be used in the new areas for the village. So I believe that's all.
All right, good news. All right. You're the bearer of good news. Okay. All right. All right. So are there any questions regarding the financial statement?
No. Anything, John?
The funds from the sale of the building.
Oh. It is, and the funds from the sale of the building go into a capital improvement account, and it goes into the same account that the NCA funds go into.
Has it been placed?
It is 4-9.
Yeah,
so we'll see that next
month. Yes. Yeah.
You guys.
I just got everything recorded today, too, so that's been
great. Great, thank you. Any other questions? All right, may I get a motion to approve the financial statement?
I make a motion to approve financial statements.
Thank you, Ruben. And a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mike. And roll call vote, please.
Okay. Jack?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
And Ruben?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion is passed to approve the financial statement. Any questions regarding the payment of invoices for May? Okay. I'll look down at my bags down here. Okay. May I get a motion to pay the invoices for May?
I'll make that motion.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. And a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Zach. All right. Roll call vote, please.
Kathy?
Yes.
Ruben?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Eric?
He's not here.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Yes.
And Zach?
Yes.
Motion is passed to pay the invoices for May. Any questions regarding the code compliance report, the maintenance report, or the wastewater treatment report? I will go ahead and read Resolution 2022-10. The second reading is emergency, a resolution declaring it necessary to levy a tax outside of the 10 mil limitation for current expenses. The same being a replacement levy authorizing certification to the Delaware County Auditor to determine tax valuation of the subdivision and the dollar amount to be generated by a 2 mil levy and declaring an emergency.
So this one was passed the last time, and we had to rewrite it because the ORC codes had changed as to how it had to be written and what had to be included in it. And so when we submitted it, they sent it back to us, and Ken rewrote the one that's in the packet this time.
Okay.
So that does need to be passed tonight so we can send it.
Okay.
Right. And then the next one, which is the follow-up, where you actually do the levy,
have to have another meeting today so you can assume it's back on the next meeting.
Okay. So may I get a motion to suspend the rule for Resolution 2022-10 and be read as an emergency?
So moved.
Thank you, Mike. Can I second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Beck. All right.
Roll call
vote.
Beck?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
And Ruben?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Motion is passed for Resolution Number 2022-10 to be read as an emergency. All right, and may I get a motion to pass and approve Resolution Number 2022-10?
So moved.
Thank you. That's Todd. Okay, thank you. And a second?
Yes.
Thank you, Ruben. All right, roll call vote, please.
Kathy?
Yes.
Ruben?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And Zach?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion is passed to approve Resolution Number 2022-10 and to be read as an emergency. So Resolution Number 2022-11, second reading as an emergency, a resolution to proceed with levying a replacement tax outside the 10 mil limitation for current operating expenses at the rate of 2 mil for each $1 evaluation, which amounts to 20 cents for each $100 evaluation for 4 years, commencing January 1st, 2023, and declaring an emergency.
They're going back to
2022.
Yes. Thank you. All right, and Resolution Number 2022-14, first reading is emergency, a resolution authorizing the application for a grant to the Preservation Parks of Delaware County for the purpose of park improvements and declaring an emergency.
On this one, it was a late change and it went out in the online packet. Resolution. Mark was working on the grant application and he found out from people at Preservation Park that the grant application for the pavement around Miller Park would not go through. There was some stipulation in that particular grant about it. And so he rewrote the resolution to say a general park improvement, and then Mark will make it specific after when he gets the chance to. But it needs to be approved tonight for him to submit the grant by, I believe it's July
15th, or June 14th.
June 14th.
Yeah. Okay. So may I get a motion for Resolution Number 20, to suspend the rules for Resolution Number 2022-14?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mike. And a second?
Second.
All right. Roll call vote, please.
Kathy?
Yes.
Ruben?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And Zach?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. The motion is passed for Resolution Number 2022-14 to suspend the rules. So may I get a motion to pass and approve Resolution Number 2022-14?
So moved.
Thank you, Mike. And a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Pat. All right. Roll call vote, please.
Pat?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Kathy? And Ruben?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Motion has passed on Resolution 2022-14 and read as an emergency. Ordinance Number 2022-09, first reading, emergency, and ordinance amending Ordinance 2006-03, generally known as the sewer use ordinance for the village of Galena, which was adopted on March 27, 2006, adjusting the sewer service rates set forth therein and declaring an emergency.
And we can change the language. I just want to make sure everybody agrees to that and didn't come back. So,
months,
So this doesn't have the irrigation rate. This ordinance right here doesn't have the irrigation rate in it because I didn't, in my notes, it wasn't that everybody agreed to that. It was just presented as one of the options. And so if everyone is agreeable to put that in there, I can add all the changes for the irrigation.
I think it's fair to do that.
Okay. I can change that to the irrigation rate and add it in there.
Do we disagree at all, anyone?
No, not at all.
Okay. I can change that for the second reading. Mm-hmm. That works for everybody.
All right. Delaware County Regional Planning Commission report. Just lots of development going on. Nothing specific to this particular area.
I got a question for you about the development. Just curious.
Arrowhead.
Yeah, so my question is, I guess, because from a housing perspective, surviving, our building should be slowing down, or
no, speed hasn't been an issue, but cost is an issue in supply chain. So the house that used to take 7 months to build is taking 12 months to build. So, you know, supply chain is a big factor.
Actually, they moved pretty fast here compared to other cities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just not quick submit to the
company. Yeah. You build it, they will come.
You build it, they have come.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be terribly surprised to see the rates hit 8 by the end of the year. So slowing down now, but cost-wise, yes. So any, you're up? Any news on the CSTNG?
No, we have to cancel the meeting.
Right, anything additional regarding standing and zoning?
No, we approved the property on Home Street. What was that? The number on that property for the outbuilding, the garage.
Right, next to George Reese's.
George Reese's. Wants to put a garage on to get started before he does the fall. So we just basically approved the overall development plan that he wants to put there.
That's for the house
of
the farm.
Anything from any of the other committees?
The cemetery committee, we are, just a quick update on the preparations for the holiday. I talked to Ted this morning. Their mowing should be done by Thursday. And we're going to start string trimming on Thursday and possibly Friday. And we're going to start sweeping stones to get ready probably Friday and Saturday. So if anyone has any time, let you know how we're doing.
And thank you guys for doing what you can do when I send out the 911 text.
Yeah.
So I know everybody's busy and catching you off guard, and I just appreciate those who, anytime you can jump out there and help out. Just a little rough, this is also Cody's farming time. So, you know, he takes, traditionally every year takes off some time, unfortunately. It's all hits kind of all at the same time. So for next year, we may be wanting to think about in the budget hiring an additional person between May 1st and October 1st. So that would just be, you know, short term to help with this type of thing. So that, you know, and it's the mowing is the horrible. It's the weeding, the trimming, the weeds are, you know, all the guardrails. I mean, all these really tough places to get into. So it's that intricate, more delicate, fine work that you need a lot of help. So I do want to mention, you know, I've talked to you guys a little bit, I've put out just some food for thought about the playground at Ruffner. I think we probably need to pull the trigger on what we're going to do.
While we're on the topic of the cemetery. So you were putting out requests for volunteering. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if we get anybody to volunteer, we need to get them to have a release form in case any.
And I just think the big thing
I'm just thinking if they run equipment.
Yeah, they're not on the
equipment. But if they accidentally damage anything in the cemetery, we'd be held liable. Yeah. This would just be an in case scenario. Yeah.
I think it was sleeping stuff and just using some equipment.
They would be bringing like weed ears and whatnot. So
if they get hurt,
that's what I'm saying. If we get anybody to do any of that type of stuff to try and get them to find it.
What's that?
That's what I thought.
Just to be on the safer side.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I think it just protects us.
Okay. Just a reminder, too, for everybody to speak into the microphone. Okay. So, playground committee, or excuse me, playground at Ruffer, I don't know if everybody hopefully got a chance to go down there, kind of see what we were into. Where the issue is that every time it floods, the very expensive playground mulch gets washed away. Traditionally happens, from what I understand, about twice a year. And so the playground equipment down there is currently off limits. It does have signs prohibiting people from getting on them. Was it really? Because on every one of those blocks, on those parking blocks, it says that it's closed. So, So, bottom line is, it's not safe. We know it's not safe, obviously, because there's still plants on it. So, I think what we're going to need to decide is whether you guys want to do something different down there, whether you want to take away, there is going to be a hauling fee probably for taking that equipment away. We got to kind of think about that. I don't think it's going to be terribly expensive. Talking to Ted, and Suzanne brought a good point, it's a running opportunity to recycle some of that, but it would actually cost more to just
have the type of material. Rope it off in some way, shape, or form until it's hauled, so we make a decision just.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the slide's still there, the merry-go-round's still there, but they can still get on. So, Ted just kind of wants to know, are we taking it down or leaving it up? And so I really need counsel to decide whether you think we should go ahead and take that down and start the process of getting that hauled away. It would need to probably be cut up in some ways to be able to fit into the truck. Ted can dispose of it. If we take that out, do you guys think that in the future we should have anything else? There's been a thought of a dog park up on the higher side or even on the lower side. Just a couple different thoughts, but that's why I wanted to bring it to you because he is looking for some direction on that. And as summer is here and ball games are here and to Kathy's point, the kids are all over it. So we've got a lot of liability we're sitting on right now.
I don't have any sense, but I thought the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would help on the higher part.
My personal stance is that I would firmly stand for trying to keep Ruffin Park as Ruffin Park and not removing the playground equipment.
Okay. And you're aware that the playground equipment is
currently unusable.
Currently unusable and unsafe.
The dog park, which you are proposing, I have literally washed the fence at the baseball diamonds get washed away. And so that was most likely what would happen one of these years. The entire fence.
And so I think Kathy's point was talking about putting it up on that higher side closer to the hill.
We've seen it flood like a fair bit. I've got a video on my phone of it going all the way up to multiple of the staircase blocks of the flooding.
I have it as well. And we would have to take all that into account.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, this is one thing that I thought of, is that the price of the fence compared to the price of the mulch, will it eventually cost more for mulch, or will it cost more for the fence as well?
Because the playground is just mulch.
Yeah.
Playground equipment. We're focusing on Miller with all the new.
Yeah. So what were you proposing with the playground equipment at Rutherford?
That I do not know.
Okay.
Well, I just think... Yeah. I would keep it as it is. I would vote no for any type of...
But it's not safe, though. It's not safe.
Yeah, it's not safe to be maintained there.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is that it's not safe to keep it there.
Yeah. If it was, then that makes sense. But if it's not safe, that's just an open liability. We don't need that.
The deal is that we know that it's unsafe, and when you know it's unsafe...
Yeah, that's a big problem. Yeah.
I would be in favor of, I hate kicking the can down the road, but it's not like Kurt. We're budgeting for two sets of playground equipment at two different locations, but revisiting it down the road, you know, to where maybe in the future it's something that we focus on. Like,
what's
going to
save me the weight?
And
then, what kind of
well, yeah, exactly. But in the meantime, trying to find a cheap way that we can still offer something, so then maybe plan down the road to... I don't know what it means, you know, but...
So, because of floods, would we be concerned about that, though? Even if, like, let's just go with that. So, we had to replace eventually, right? So, if it floods again, is that going to become a big problem for us? I mean, because then again, how many times does it flood?
Twice a year.
You know, so I don't think that's a game changer, but just wondering, you know, what we would think about that. Because it would tell you how much I want to invest on something that's going to get flooded twice a year.
I think the bigger piece is that the equipment is incredibly unsafe. It's not really all about the mulch.
Yeah.
Maybe we just do grass.
Right.
Have it grass. That's kind of what I meant. Like, find a temporary solution.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to have a park there one day, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We use it all the time. So,
I've
used it all my life.
Sure, yeah. Maybe a couple years down the road, it's something that maybe we can look at putting in a
bunch. Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, taking out, you know, ideally, you know, when I talked to Eric for the playground committee, ideally, we'd love to have enough money to do two parks. I mean, you know, ideally, but for now, we have the bigger issue of the fact that it's very unsafe and the mulch, so it's kind of a twofold. And it is closed, and so, but yet it is still being used, so we have to decide to make it. We just need to either get rid of it. Okay,
sure. Unsafe.
Absolutely.
I don't see why we would, you know.
Yeah.
Is it unsafe because of the condition of the equipment or because of its location?
Yes. More so because of the condition of the equipment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you all in agreement that you would like to have that removed, the playground equipment removed? Do we want to take a vote? Yeah, let's go ahead and take a vote.
For if it is, I think if it is deemed completely unsafe,
that's
then yes,
I'm worried about.
Equipment-wise. But if it's only due to the mulch...
No, it's the equipment. Yes, that's twofold.
Has anybody checked to say the equipment itself?
Yes.
We had a playground inspector.
Okay.
we should caveat with that, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what sparked it.
Yeah, we could put
I think, Zach, I do.
Well, we could put
if I played it all my life, I would have a sentimental.
If the inspector has spoken, then yes, I would vote.
Well, we could put a statement of intention into it.
In the future, I would like it to be a park.
Yeah, I'd be all right to put that officially in there. I know it's not binding, but
well,
it's
how would that
direction. You know,
how would that affect us if we did with my suggestion from a litigation perspective? Let's just, God forbid, somebody's kid get hurt. It didn't come after us.
Well, if you get rid of the existing equipment because it's dangerous, I think all you're asking for is a statement of intention in the future.
Oh, I got you. I misunderstood. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're not cutting off the fact that we'd love to have a park there.
Yeah.
It's just in a floodplain. That's the hard thing, and that you can't ever prevent the floodplain.
Yeah, I agree.
Is there a safe location there that isn't underwater periodically?
That's why we thought about the higher ground, but that's saying that that floods as well.
They get floods, too.
Has
it always flooded? Just out of curiosity, has it always been that? Really, for years?
Yeah, I've seen that at the Charmer has one for sure.
Are those less expensive than you can
just
get
the log?
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't mind
flooding. Right. Yeah. So, okay. So, let's go ahead and take a roll call vote on removal of the playground equipment. Motion is passed to remove the playground equipment. So thank you. So what they'll probably do is just simply remove that and then cure the ground so it would be ready to plant grass.
And they would recycle whatever could be recycled, right?
We'll look into that for sure.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I can't imagine what would be able to be recycled.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all about that if we can.
The merry-go-round. That's why you want to spend
paper on the merry-go-round.
Well,
thank you.
We can put it on spreads out and name it after you. Todd's merry-go-round.
I was tracking with you for a minute. I'm like, what's the one thing on this one? Okay.
That's funny.
Is there any other business?
Mayor, if appropriate.
I'm sorry?
If appropriate.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Just a point of potential interest, the Morpsey, I'm sorry, I missed the Morpsey section, the Morpsey meeting that I went to on attributable transportation grant funds, trails qualify, bridges qualify, we have that significant bridge situation which needs to be upgraded, there's a stormwater situation right next to it, we could probably compile all those things into one grant application, the preliminary grant applications for those funds are due the first part of July, and you would need some sort of action in June. So I just want to go ahead and plant this seed, and I'd be happy to coordinate with the mayor's office going forward. And FYI.
And you've got the Walnut Creek Bridge. That's
the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, excellent.
I have other business.
I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
So for the unathermous birds of bash.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the events committee, and we have never met to talk about this.
That's correct. They're not asking for anything. It's going to be strictly a event at Son of Herman on their property.
Okay.
Yeah. And I thought about that, too.
That's a good question.
Yeah. But, yeah, they're not asking for any road closures or anything. They asked, I think, for a road closure last year, so they're not doing that this year. They wanted to do that for a kid's ride, that they just had, but they only had three kids, so they did on the sidewalk. But yeah, everything will be done at Son of Herman. Okay, everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:05?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Mike. And a second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Right. Thanks, Chris Underwood, for joining us for the last 30 seconds. Right. Bye now.
Well, 9 o'clock. I'll see you at 9 o'clock.